I was informed about it on Saturday night, and I went to see it on Sunday, had a look at it. Children had actually ripped up the rubber surface. You know, it's a protective surface in case anybody falls. I'd thrown it about the park, and I actually tried to set it alight. So the council had no option, but they locked down the park on the grounds of health and safety. I spoke to the council yesterday, and the council have come back now. They says that they will go up today. I will just double check that, but they will go up. They will fix the floor, and they will get the park up and running again. But to be quite honest with you, I think it's absolutely incredible. You know, we have the summer season here now. We need all the activities and space for children to get out there and play. They're off school. They'll be off school for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And the parks are always buzzing, so we can't afford to have them closed. And it would be appealing, I think. Parents have a major responsibility in this, to know where your children are.
You believe the children are behind the vandalism in this park?
And going by the residents, now talking to the residents who live in Cisnet, have told me that there's been a number of children, a very small number of children, as two of them, as a matter of fact, have done all that damage. I think it's absolutely incredible. The parents need to be brought to heel to this. This is absolutely unacceptable. It's unacceptable for the rest of the children who absolutely enjoy. We have two major parks in an area which services 11,000 of the community. And these two parks are constantly full. We can't afford to have one of them closed.